Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now, the White House Communications Director, Michael Dubker, have I pronounced that right, has resigned in the first sign that a long-expected staff shake-up by the President has begun. Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, is here to tell us more. Simon.
Ian, yes indeed, another big day at the White House as Donald Trump spends his first working day back in the United States following that trip to Europe last week where he appeared to ruffle at least German Chancellor Angela Merkel's feathers. But the day has begun with what is definitely more unwelcome news for Donald Trump's White House, the news that his Director of Communications, Michael Dubker, is leaving the post just 3 months after he started work at the White House. And in fact, he told Donald Trump that he wanted to resign before the president went off on his international travels, agreed to stay on until after President Trump returned to the United States, but now clearly is eager to get out of the president's immediate inner circle. And that's a big problem for Donald Trump because, first of all, he's got to find someone now to take on the job. But secondly, Michael Dubker was brought in February to deal with what President Trump insists is a crisis in communications. He believes that one of the central problems he faces as president is that his press secretary Sean Spicer, his special advisor Kellyanne Conway, all the other people who get out there and speak on his behalf are not doing a very good job of it. So he brought Michael Dubker in to sort this all out. Now he's leaving, and the crisis of communication, the president believes, has only deepened. So there's talk here now of Donald Trump increasingly doing more of his communication strategy himself and turning away from the tradition here in Washington, D.C. of having a presidential spokesperson doing that daily briefing at the White House. Increasingly, we seem to be moving to a strategy of letting Donald be Donald, an election strategy that was overseen by a man called Corey Lewandowski, who may well now return to the White House in a very senior position.
Really? Now, that would be a U-turn of all U-turns, wouldn't it?
It would be a stunning U-turn because Corey Lewandowski left the Trump campaign in some disgrace a few weeks before the election last November. He had a brief stint as a CNN contributor. He set himself up in business as a communications and political strategist. That hasn't worked out. He was seen at the White House yesterday, Memorial Day, a bank holiday here in the United States, and it is believed that Donald Trump views him, in the president's term, as a killer, someone you can bring in who will be fiercely loyal to the end and will not hesitate to provide a very forthright defense of the president and all he has said.
I'm surprised he hasn't offered you the job.
Yes, I should wander down there, shouldn't I? I should go and throw my business card over the White House fence. They'd probably get you arrested, though.
Well, it probably would. Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, not going to Donald Trump. Surprise, surprise there.